Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into the NHSCA Sports Hour. This show airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about the show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here's your host of the NHSCA Sports Hour, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey, and Happy New Year to everyone as we kick off the 2012 season for the NHSCA Sports Hour. Glad you're along for the ride tonight. 2 hours of high school sports talk over the next 120 minutes. We have an hour's worth here in the NHSCA Sports Hour, and that rolls right into High School Football America at 7 o'clock Eastern Time at the top of the hour. So sit back and enjoy. Remember, you can always email me at jeff@highschoolfootballamerica.com with any story suggestions that you have, and we'll do our best to kind of get those stories out to you as we crisscross the nation, giving you the best high school sports stories in the nation. Let's start things off tonight with a little bit of wrestling chat, because next weekend and the following weekend, the next 2 weekends after we get through this week, will be critical when it comes to the national rankings, and the NHSCA will be front and center trying to take care of, you know, who is the national champ this year. And as we told you several weeks ago when Win Magazine put out its national rankings, it looked like it was going to be a battle all season long between St. Edward out of Lakewood, Ohio, and Blair Academy out of Blairstown, New Jersey. And so far, the young season has not disappointed. The two have already met at the Ironman in Ohio, and coming up next week, they're going to get a shot at each other again, this time in a dual meet fashion, as we get ready for the 11th annual NHSCA Wrestling Festival that will take place in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania at Pleasant Valley High School. It's an all-day wrestling affair, and we've got 20 teams from around the nation, most of them in the Northeast, but at the top of the list, Blair Academy and St. Edward. So it should be a real good indication of what's going to happen. But it won't just stop there, but next week will be a good indication of which team stands a great chance at taking the national championship. You know, unlike in football where you have that mythical national championship in high school wrestling, at least over the last decade and a half, the schools have met on the mats to determine who is the best. Last year, Blair Academy won the NHSCA Wrestling Festival, and they're back to defend that title. Now, you can go to nhsca.com to click on all of the events that we have coming up, but just to kind of give you a preview of how everything breaks out in the Wrestling Festival, again, next week at Pleasant Valley High School, in Pool A, and there will be 6 pools that will come down to a championship match at the end of the day. But in Pool A is Blair Academy, and they are currently ranked number one, according to Win Magazine, after winning the Ironman. Win Magazine popped them from number 2 to number 1, so they're number 1, and St. Edward fell to number 2. But in Pool A, it will be Blair Academy from New Jersey. Then they'll take on 3 teams in that pool. They will get a shot at Framingham from Massachusetts, Palisades from Pennsylvania, and Cedar Cliff from Pennsylvania. So it's a round-robin situation in the 6 pools. In Pool B, it's Don Bosco Prep out of Jersey, Springfield Central from Massachusetts, and Central Buck South from Pennsylvania. Pool C is Timberlane from New Hampshire, Mifflinburg from Pennsylvania, and Central Bucks West from Pennsylvania. In Pool D, it's Germantown Academy from Pennsylvania, Mount Greylock Regional from Massachusetts, and Long Branch High School from New Jersey. Pool E, Northampton from Pennsylvania, James Madison from Pennsylvania, and East Stroudsburg South from Pennsylvania. And then in Pool F, it's the number 2 team, St. Edward out of Ohio, with a real good bracket there. Benton from Pennsylvania is in that bracket, along with Souderton from Pennsylvania and Bergen Catholic. Everything will get underway Saturday, July the 14th. I'm sorry, January the 14th. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's cold in Chicago here tonight. Thinking summertime at this point. But anyway, next Saturday, January the 14th, everything will get started at 8:30 at Pleasant Valley High School, which is in the southern part of the Poconos in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. The NHSCA 11th Annual Wrestling Festival. Again, if you want to see the 2 top teams in the country, all you have to do is head there. You'll probably see them, unless something happens, if there's an upset along the way, but you'll probably see Blair Academy and St. Edward matching up in the championship. Now, if that's not enough for you, we're going to take it a step further the following week on the 21st when we hold the 11th annual NHSCA Final Four of Wrestling at Easton High School. Eight of the top teams in the country will descend upon Shawnee Elementary School, or Middle School, rather, to determine who's the national champion this year. Once again, Blair Academy pokes its head in there to see if it can do it again. There's actually three teams in the 18 field that are currently ranked in the top 25 by Win Magazine. Blair Academy there, along with Collins Hill from Georgia, a nationally ranked team, and we'll talk about that in a second. Council Rock from Pennsylvania, along with three other Pennsylvania teams in the field. So in all, there will be four out of the eight teams from Pennsylvania. It will be Council Rock South, Delaware Valley, the host Easton, and Wyoming Seminary. Wyoming Seminary is currently ranked in the top 25 by Win Magazine. The other teams in the field, one from Massachusetts and one from Virginia. Franklin from Massachusetts is in the field of eight. J.W. Robinson from Virginia is also in the field of eight. Again, that's the 11th annual NHSCA Final Four of High School Wrestling taking place January the 21st, starting at 10 a.m. at Easton's Middle School, Shawnee Middle School, and you can go to nhsca.com to learn more about both of these events. But again, both of these events will go a long way to shaking out the national rankings and determining who is the national champ. Now, speaking of rankings, the last time that Win Magazine put out its rankings was back on December the 12th. They will put out a new set of rankings tomorrow, but in the meantime, we want to take a look at the top 10 and also tell you where some of the teams that will be in the Final Four are currently ranked. Again, if you want more on this, go to our good partners at Win Magazine. You go to win-magazine.com to check this out. Now, again, as I said earlier, Blairstown's Blair Academy has flip-flopped from the preseason rankings. They began number two, but they placed 13 wrestlers at the Ironman in Ohio earlier in the season, and that popped them from number two to number one, overtaking St. Edward, which was the preseason number one. They had a good finish at the Ironman, but Blair Academy was a little bit better. So again, it's Blair Academy number one, St. Edward number two, and it should remain that way going into the wrestling festival, the NHSCA Wrestling Festival, on the 14th of January. Rounding out the top 10 in the rankings, number three is Brandon, Florida. They remain in there. Really not a lot of changes in the top 10 as they all remain the same. Holding at number four is St. John's from Michigan. Number five is Paris Graham from Ohio. Clovis from California is number six. Cannon McMillan, which had a good showing at the Powerade Championships. Blair Academy won that last weekend in Western Pennsylvania, but Cannon Mack finished second, so they started the season at number seven. They hold on in this latest ranking, but they could move up when the new rankings are put out tomorrow. Carl Sandberg from Orland Park, Illinois, holds in at number eight. Christiansburg of Virginia, number nine. They had no Ironman finalists, but they were nine wrestlers, had one match away from getting into those championships. And holding at number 10 is Allen High School from Texas. They won the Woodlands Tourney with seven champions back in December. Now, as far as the other teams that are in the Final Four, we mentioned it. Blair Academy is there. The other two nationally ranked teams that will be at Easton on the 21st of January will be Wyoming Seminary. They're currently ranked number 16 in the nation. They did fall a spot from the preseason rankings. They started the season ranked number 15. And the other team that is nationally ranked at this point that will be coming to Easton is Collins Hill. They're ranked number 23. They started the season unranked, but they finished 10th at the Ironman this year with one place winner, and that pushed them right into the rankings at number 23. So again, the Wrestling Festival coming up on the 14th of January at Pleasant Valley High School, and then the NHSCA Final Four of Wrestling the final weekend, the 21st of January at Easton High School. All kinds of great wrestling coming up, and you can keep up with all of the wrestling information by going to nhsca.com or check me out on my blog at nhscasportshour.blogspot.com to see what's going on around the nation. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little soccer. We're going to spend the next 25 minutes or so talking about the Inspirium Soccer Awards, the wonderful program that hands out $25,000 in academic scholarships to some kids that are just athletically great, but they do more off of the soccer pitch. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
You've heard of being named All-Conference. But only one organization has earned the classification of being all-world. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you could make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
And now back to NHSCA Sports Hour with your host, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey. Happy New Year to everyone. The first show of the year for the NHSCA Sports Hour after taking a couple of weekends off to enjoy the holidays with our families. I hope everyone out in the listening world has had a great holiday and ready for a great winter and spring season when it comes to high school sports. Don't forget, coming up in about 45 minutes will be High School Football America. Very excited tonight to announce our National Player of the Year. Three players in the running. We announced them earlier this week. Jonathan Gray from Aledo High School, a record breaker, America's touchdown maker. He is the number one guy when it comes to touchdowns in his career. He is up. He's also nominated with Maddie Mauck, a quarterback from Kenton High School in Ohio. Maddie has set five records, national records this year, four passing and one for total offense. We had both of those guys on the show earlier this year, or I should say in 2011 since it's 2012. And then our third nominee is Doriel Green Beckham, a wide receiver out of Hillcrest High School in Missouri. So tune in tonight. Around 7:45 Eastern time is when we're going to announce who our National Player of the Year is at High School Football America show starting at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Now, you know, talking about some awards, I want to talk about one here that we've recently talked about. We had Byron Jensen from the Inspirium Soccer Awards on several weeks ago, who talked about the 12 finalists for the first ever Inspirium Soccer Awards. Now, much like the High School Rudy Awards that we've talked about in the past, the soccer awards are the same. They're looking for the four C's, you know, character, courage, commitment, those sort of things, and it's not necessarily always the best scorer on the soccer pitch or the best goaltender. Sometimes it ends up being that way, but they're looking for kids that are inspirational to their teammates, to their peers, and to their community, and there were 12 finalists named last month, and earlier this week we found out who the first ever winner of it is, and he gets a $7,500 academic scholarship. His name is Christian Metzler from Pope John Paul the Great Catholic High School in Woodbridge, Virginia. We will have Christian on next week. We had hoped to have him on tonight to talk about his win, but he's busy playing basketball. Now, what made Christian such a fine young man to win this award? Well, much like last year with the High School Rudy Award, where we had Chance Anthony play football after being born without the lower part of his right his right arm. In this case, Christian Metzler was born with a problem below his knee in his right leg, and early in his life he lost the lower part of his right leg, and now he plays soccer for his high school team with a prosthetic right leg from the knee down. And Christian's not just a guy that's out there playing soccer, he is contributing. He was a second-team All-State player in the state of Virginia. He led his team to a number 13 ranking this year. He was third in the state of Virginia in this category of saves per game. And, oh, by the way, again, he's doing it with a disability. But as a Christian tells the story, don't look at my disability, look at my ability and what I can do. And he's also very inspirational off the soccer field. When he's not doing great things at the school, he is, over the last 6 years, volunteered countless hours at the Walter Reed Bethesda Medical Center, mentoring children as a companion for wounded warriors with prosthetics. Along the lines of that, he's constantly there. He's a National Honor Society kid, and he just really enjoys giving back. So congratulations to Christian Metzler of Pope John Paul, the Great Catholic Church, Great Catholic High School in Woodbridge, Virginia. He is the $7,500 winner of the Inspirium Soccer Award. Again, $25,000 in scholarships given out. There were 12 finalists. You can go to Inspirium Soccer Award to find out the rest of the nominees, the finalists, the remaining 11. And we'll talk about them a little bit later, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to two of the finalists. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michael Cooper out of New Jersey. He's got a very interesting story how he gives back to his older and younger brother. Both kids are autistic and Michael spends a lot of time with them, plus he deals with Crohn's disease, which leaves him tired a lot of the time, but it hasn't prevented him from being a very good soccer player in New Jersey. We're going to talk to Michael Cooper when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Pentek USA Electronic Percussion. American-made and known around the world for durability, customer service, and free lifetime technical support. Call Pentek and talk to real people in South Carolina, USA. 800-445-0506. Ask Pentek if they can ship your order same day. Mention Artist First and get a 10% discount on orders placed direct to Pentek USA.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network, spending the night tonight talking about the inspirational girls and boys of the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Last week we talked with Byron Jensen of the awards committee. We're going to start the show tonight with a young man, Michael Cooper, who goes to Highland Regional High School in Blackwood, New Jersey, and Michael joins us to talk about what it's like to be one of the 12 finalists for the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's kind of dive right into this. And for our listeners, if you want to learn a little bit more, you can go to inspiriumsoccerawards.com. But Michael is a typical productive high school junior, is the way it's put on his biography here, a three-sport athlete, number one in his class. So a lot of things going on. You have a couple of brothers who are autistic. You take care of them. It sounds like a pretty full life for a young man. So what's it like living that? How difficult is it to juggle the athletics, the academics, and then also your family responsibilities?
Well, I don't think it's that difficult for me because I've lived this way for my entire life. I always try to help with both of my brothers, and I like to put that before everything else. I think that academics are still very important, and I work hard in school, but it's not that difficult for me to help with my brothers as well. I like to try to put my family before everything else and then my academics and try to balance everything after that.
And on top of all of this, you suffer from Crohn's disease, which of course causes you to get very, very tired. You get sick, you miss a lot of school, but you're able to overcome this. So tell me a little bit about the disease for people that don't know what it is and how it affects you and affects your daily life.
Well, not too much is known about Crohn's disease. There is no known cure. There are some treatments, but they don't have an exact treatment for it. It seems to differ in different cases. It basically is inflammation in the intestines or in the bowels or any part of your digestive system, and it causes stomach pains or nausea or other symptoms related to that.
We're talking with Michael Cooper tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour. He's one of the 12 finalists for the Inspirium Soccer Awards, $25,000 in scholarship money up for grabs. So what did you think when you heard that, first off, you were nominated, and then when you got to become a semifinalist and now a finalist? Tell me a little bit about what that was like for you.
Well, I was very excited. I read a lot about the other nominees on the website, and they all had very inspiring stories, and I was very excited and pleased to find out that I was grouped with such inspiring and impressive people, and it was a very motivating news for me.
Now, you were talking about how important it is for you to be with your brothers. Both of them have autism. One is older, one is younger. You're in the middle there. Tell me a little bit about what that's like. A young man that's, you're a teenager. You're trying to go through everything all the other people are going through. Tell me what it's like with your brothers and why it is so important for you to put them first and be very, very involved in their life.
Well, I feel very protective of my younger brother, and I tend to look up to my older brother, and I think I understand their problems and their disease more than most people. Autism is a very bad disease that is overlooked a lot in today's society. And I think that understanding from growing up with them gives me more empathy for them, and it makes me feel responsible to try to help them and to try to give them the best life they can get. And they are my family, and I do understand them and love them, and I think it's very important for me to try to help them in any way that I can.
Well, Michael, you are a very well-spoken young man, and that's coming from the heart there. That's very well said. We are talking with Michael Cooper tonight of Highland Regional High School in Blackwood, New Jersey, one of 12 finalists for the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Go on to InspiriumSoccerAwards.com, and you will see the 12 finalists. You can vote and nominate and make comments and see the feature stories. There's some videos on there. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to kind of pick up the spirits to see what young men and young women are doing out there. Michael, as we kind of wrap up here during this interview, tell me a little bit about what the future holds for you. What do you want to do when you go to college? Do you want to continue your athletic career at the collegiate level? What's in store for you?
Well, I'd love to keep playing soccer. It's always been a huge passion of mine, and I enjoy the sport. I have not decided on any colleges or majors yet. I'm still looking around, and I hope to find something that I'm very passionate for and that I can enjoy doing for the rest of my life.
Could you see that being in the field of, you know, where, like you said, you've got Crohn's disease personally and autism with your brothers. Do you see yourself in that realm at all?
I've often imagined myself trying to research for either of the diseases or help people with them, but it's certainly an option and something that I feel strongly about, but I think at this point I'm not sure what I want to do with my life.
Okay, well, that's a fair enough answer from you. Well, first off, congratulations on being such a fine young man, and best of luck as they decide who the overall winner is, but definitely a wonderful story that you have there. So thanks for joining us tonight on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Michael Cooper of Highland Regional High School in Blackwood, New Jersey, one of 12 finalists for the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Go to InspiriumSoccerAwards.com to learn more, and you can see all of Michael's story on there. Going to take a break. When we come back, another one of the finalists. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life. The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top-secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines, made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour. Spending a lot of time tonight talking about the Inspirium Soccer Awards. These are just wonderful, wonderful stories. I'm telling you, if you're having a bad day, go to InspiriumSoccerAwards.com and read some of these young men and women's bios, and it will pick you up. We have some amazing teenagers out there doing amazing things. And right now we're going to introduce into the show here Lauren Luke. She goes to Kamiak High School in the state of Washington. She is a senior midfielder, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a lead in here, which you can see this on her bio, and then I'm going to bring her into the show here. And this is a quote: Lauren's life has been a living example of how you can overcome obstacles and keep striving to be better, whether it's on the field or every day in life. I've never known Lauren to give up on something that was difficult, said her friend Chris Raphael. At 2 years old, Lauren Luke was literally ripped from the arms of her grandmother and the custody of her biological parents and placed into foster care. It was determined that Lauren's drug-addicted parents were a danger to her, and she would be better off nearly anywhere else. And right now, that's a pretty strong set of words there as we bring Lauren into the show to talk about it. But welcome to the show, Lauren, and congratulations on being a finalist.
Thank you so much. It's really good to be here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you are, and we want to kind of expose your story to our listening audience. It's a national show here. So as you hear those words that I read just before we welcomed you in here, what goes through your mind? Obviously, you were very young at that point in time, but when you hear those things said about you and then what you went through, can you kind of paint a picture for us? What was your young life like?
Well, I remember parts of my life. What I remember is going into foster care mostly, and I don't remember a lot of the stuff, like the drama that was dealt with my family, but I do remember a lot of the aftermath, like when I went to go down and visit them during Christmas and stuff, because we used to visit them like every year, mm-hmm. or when they came down here, it was really hard. Like, because I remember having, like, my biological mom, and I remember her a lot, and I, like, always wanted to be close to her, but she always was really distant, and it was really, like, hurtful to have that. But, like, she cleaned up her life, and now it's, like, good, and now we have a really good relationship, and everything's fine now.
Wow, that's the good end to the story. So how do you think what you went through as a young lady, I mean, you still are, you're a teenager, but I mean, how do you think that has kind of set you up for the future as far as how you're going to handle your life as you go on to college and then start your career?
Well, since all this bad stuff happened to me at the beginning of my life, and I've learned to persevere and, you know, like, have a better life, and...
Well, no, I mean, that, you know, that's appreciation is the biggest thing. Now, you have your adopted parents now, and you said you have your relationship with your mom and all that. So tell me a little bit about your adopted parents and how they've helped you kind of get the ship righted, I guess, is what they did. And what are some of the things that when you look back and you think about how they've taken care of you, that's very, very important to you. What have they done and what have they instilled in you?
Okay, well, you know, it was really great, like, coming into my new parents now. They were awesome. I was a really troubled kid, like, couldn't be left alone, always had to have attention, and my mom did a great job of just taking care of me and making sure I felt loved all the time. My dad is one of the most inspiring people I've ever met. He always was like, you can do whatever you want, and didn't, like, put any pressure on me to... do anything. My whole family has never heard of soccer until I started playing it, and my dad was always the one person that was like, if you really want to do this, then go ahead. Like, I feel like you can be great at this. And I'm not just saying that because you're my kid, but I'm saying that because you're really good at it and you're an awesome person. Both of my parents taught me to be really good sports. Like, I was a really bad sport when I was a little kid. Like, mm-hmm. board games, if I lost, I would be like, no, that's not how you play. But my mom was always like, Lauren, like, you have to be nice. Like, being a good sport is just as good as being a good player. And that's one of the main things that I took from her. And I'm really glad she taught me that, because wow. without that.
Well, that's cool. So you were adopted at the age of 4. So now tell me about that soccer. Take us back to what your dad said. I mean, why was it that he knew that you were going to be good at this sport? And then when did you really come to the realization that, hey, yeah, I am pretty darn good at this?
Well, to be honest, like, I started playing soccer when I was in first grade because some boy pushed me down and he was like, girls can't play soccer. And I just got really mad and I was like, yes, I can. So, like, I went home and I went up to my dad and I was like, Dad, you have to buy me a soccer ball right now. He was like, okay. So he drives me to the store and I pick up like a size 5 soccer ball and I'm like 8. And so that's like the wrong size. And he like takes me home and he's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I have to go outside. I have to practice. I have to get good enough to beat this boy. My dad's like, okay. All right then. Like, he's like, I have no idea how to play, but okay. So he takes me, my neighbors have this wall, this fence, but it's made out of, like, stones. Mm-hmm. And so I would just practice kicking it against there and stuff. And I would do it every single day for the next 2 years. And my dad was like, well, if she's this determined to play, maybe we should put her on a team. And so, like, they put me on a team. And, like, my first game I've ever played for a team, first 2 seconds I touch the ball, I score my first goal.
Wow.
And my dad's like, all right, maybe she's going to be good at this. And, like, one of the first coach I had, John Grady, who's a really good family friend, was like, you should actually put her in select. Maybe she'll, like, this could be good for her. And so that's what happened, and I got into select and played up the year, and I just loved it.
So did you ever get a chance to go one-on-one with that boy? Did you ever play against that boy?
Yeah, he ended up being one of my best friends.
that's the way it always ends up.
Yeah, and he actually taught me a lot. Well, that boy and my other best friend, his name's Aiden Huggins, and he actually taught me how to play soccer, and he was, like, the one boy that was, like, really good at soccer, and he would just be like, hey, like, girls can be just as good, and he would take me, like, during recess and be like, here's how you play, like, here's how you actually kick a ball, and here's how you, pass it, and, like, here's how to do super cool moves, and that was really great. And so finally, like, when I went up against this one kid, I was like, yeah, I'm better than you. And then I schooled him, and all the boys were like, ooh, you just got beat by a girl. And he just turned really red.
We're talking with Lauren Luke tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour. She's one of 12 finalists for the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Go to inspiriumsoccerawards.com to learn more. She goes to Kamiak High School in the state of Washington. And as we wrap up here, as she shares her story with us, let's ask this question to you, Lauren. I noticed on your bio that they talked about you giving a speech to the incoming freshman class. I'm not sure if that was this year or not, but I guess the speech was very, very moving and inspirational, it said, because you were talking about bullying and acceptance. Can you tell me a little bit about what that speech was about and why you think it was special?
Okay. Well, when my teachers asked for any, like, when they asked me to write the speech for the freshmen, it was because the freshman girls were being, there was this one group of popular freshman girls that was being really mean to this one freshman girl, and I just was like, that's not cool. Like, no one knows what everyone goes through. What if she's having a hard time and you bullying her is just making her feel worse about herself? And me going through high school, like, I was always, since I was good at soccer, I always had a good group of friends. And so I wanted to show that just because someone is happy and looks like they have everything put together, you have no idea what they've gone through. And I think it was so moving just because no one expected it to come from me, that something like that could come from someone that, like, is fine now and that I have lots of friends. And so I just wanted everyone to, like, realize that, you know, bullying's not right, especially if you don't know what they've gone through or what they do go through.
Sure. Well, you are certainly passing along what was a tough start to your life and trying to help others. As we wrap up here, tell me a little bit about what it means to you to be named a finalist for the Inspirium Soccer Award.
It's a really great honor. I'm so thankful for everyone that voted for me, and I'm so thankful that people find my story inspiring. I hope that it touches lives.
Well, it certainly does, and I'm glad you've shared it with our listeners.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Lauren Luke of Kamiak High School in the state of Washington. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more on the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The major record labels say that downloading music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show?
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP? That's stealing. Or have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant?
Warning!
Happy Birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be
stealing music.
Man down!
Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of 5 corporations? Then stop giving them your money, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Better yet, try burning them a CD. If we pull the plug on major labels, music gets better. Find out more about what you can do. Check out downhillbattle.org.
And now back to the NHSCA Sports Hour with your host, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey. probably should have mentioned this before we got into the interviews there with Michael Cooper and Lauren Loop, but we did tape those prior to the announcement that Christian Metzler is the overall winner of the $7,500 academic scholarship for the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Michael ended up being a runner-up, which is a bit, very big deal, and then Lauren was one of the finalists and gets a $1,000 scholarship. But anyway, we talked to him before that. Both great individuals. That's the thing. When you look at the 12 people that were up for nomination, it was 6 boys and 6 girls. It's really hard to separate who's the best there. But Christian Metzler of Woodbridge, Virginia, goalkeeper playing on a prosthetic right leg beneath the knee, gets it and certainly well deserving of that. Michael Cooper gets a $2,500 academic scholarship as one of 3 runners-up. The other two were Umberto Alvarez of Medford, Oregon, and Tara McNaught of Lakewood, California. Again, you can go to Inspirium Soccer Awards to learn more about all of these players and read their bios, and there's some great videos up there as well. Because there is a voting that takes place online, there were a couple of fan favorites. Both of these people get $2,000 academic scholarships. Eric Arsenal of Lake Worth, Florida, gets one of the fan favorite $2,000 scholarships, and the other $2,000 scholarship goes to Martiza Valdespino of Houston, Texas. Again, go online, check out these stories. And then the remaining individuals that ended up getting the $1,000 scholarship, so there were 6 that got $2,000 plus. And then the final 6 get $1,000 each. That would be Becca Lidvale of Lakewood, Colorado. As we said, Lauren Luke from Washington. Brock Marvin from Elizabethtown, New York. Gaia Normiel of Virginia Beach, Virginia, is one of the $1,000 winners. Sam Porter, she is from Gresham, Oregon. She gets a $1,000 scholarship. And the final one, a great story, too, out of Oklahoma City, Gonzalo Vasquez. Go on to InspiriumSoccerAwards.com to learn all about these inspirational players. Also want to remind you that the High School Rudy Awards, the finalists for that will be named, the finalists have been named. The overall winner will be named next Sunday, January the 15th. It will coincide with the release in Parade Magazine of the High School Rudy Awards and the Inspirium Soccer Awards. Great partners with us here at the NHSCA, but look for that coming up, and that will be next Sunday, January the 15th. Coming up on High School Football America at the top of the hour, we will talk with a couple of individuals who are finalists for the High School Rudy Awards. One of them, very, very interesting, Andrea Marsh from Panama Central High School in New York. Now, we know most girls are kickers when they play football. Well, Andrea goes way beyond that. She is a starting defensive back and one of the top defensive players on her team. We're going to talk to Andrea about that coming up. We'll also talk with Dasmin Patterson, a young man out of Plant City, Florida. He will play football at the next level at Ohio University, but didn't get a lot of scholarship offers because he's only 5'6" tall. But what this young man has done in the classroom with a 4.8 grade point average, a goal of being a lawyer after the football is done, is phenomenal, especially when you consider he was raised by a single mom. Basically, at a very young age, his dad was incarcerated, and mom didn't let up on Dasmin. She cracked the whip, and Dasmin has become a fine young man. And we will talk with Dasmin Patterson coming up on High School Football America. Again, the show starts top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We will also announce the High School Football America National Player of the Year at that point. 3 young men have been advanced into the finals, if you will, kind of like they do with the Heisman Trophy. At the top of the list is Matty Mauch. We had him on the show back in 2011. He broke 4 national passing records last season at Kenton, Ohio. He also set the national record when it came to total offense. 3 of those records were held by his brother, Ben Mauch, so a good sibling rivalry there. The other 2 nominees, Jonathan Gray, who was on the show back in October. Jonathan led Alito High School to 3 straight Class 4A championships in Texas, and he is America's touchdown maker with 205 in his career. He's one of the finalists. And the other one is Doriel Green Beckham. Doriel did it really on the field this year in a big way, 119 catches, over 2,200 yards in receiving yardage. He became America's all-time leader in receiving yardage. But beyond that, his coach, his father, his adoptive father, John Beckham, created a really good story because Doriel was in a tough situation, much like we were talking about earlier with Dazmond Patterson, and John Beckham came in at Hillcrest High School and adopted Doriel and his brother, and it's just a wonderful story. Just go on, check it out on Google, just Doriel Green Beckham, and you'll see some wonderful stories about the Green Beckham triumvirate between the coach and the two brothers. Before we take a break, though, we want to talk about the national championship chase. It really was kind of a runaway this year, as Don Bosco Prep from New Jersey ends up being the number one team in the nation, according to USA Today, in its Super 25. They began the year there. They ran the table with a perfect 11-0 record. Had a couple scares along the way, but at the end of the day, they beat some top programs like St. Edward, which was nationally ranked out of Ohio at the time. They came back and beat a very good Manatee program out of Florida that was nationally ranked in several polls. So Don Bosco Prep wins the mythical national championship. Because of the holiday break, we haven't been able to really kind of talk about how the national championship ended. So why don't we take a few minutes here just to kind of go through the top 10 programs, as USA Today is the oldest when it comes to ranking. They began doing this back in the early 80s, crowning national champs, and Don Bosco Prep wins its second national championship in the last 3 years. Coming in at number two was Trinity High School out of Louisville. Many say that Trinity may have been the number one team because they played one of those tough schedules that they beat everybody they had to in Kentucky in winning a 6A state championship. They also played a big national schedule where they beat some of the top teams in Ohio and Tennessee, and many people were saying, you know, we need to get Bosco Prep and Trinity on the football field together and play sometime next season. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but it's a nice thing to bat around because these are two of the top programs in their respective states for a long, long time. Trinity located in Louisville, Kentucky. Finishing the season at number three, the Hawks of Armwood High School in Sefner, Florida, a perfect 15-0, including a win early in the season on the road in Las Vegas, beating Bishop Gorman. Number four at the end of the season, Grayson High School out of Loganville, Georgia. They were the 5A state champs, a perfect 15-0. We mentioned Bishop Gorman, the only loss to number three Armwood. They finished the season as 4A state champs in Nevada. They finished the season ranked number five. Good Counsel, a perfect 12-0 in the Washington Catholic Association champs this year. They finished number six in the poll. De La Salle, yes, they got beat early in the season back in September by St. Thomas Aquinas in a nationally ranked battle, but they bounce all the way back. They win the California Open Division Bowl Championship. They finished 13-1 out of Concord, California. They finished number seven in the national rankings for USA Today. Number eight was Carmel, Indiana. They were the 5A state champs with a record of 14-1. Finishing the season in the number nine spot, Bellevue, Washington, as they won another state championship, the 3A state championship. They were a perfect 14-0. And rounding out the top 10, a program that has been on a roll. They're the only team in Texas, the only big school to ever win five straight Texas state championships. Lake Travis from Austin, Texas, a perfect 16-0. And they won another state championship, so they round out the top 10. Go to USA Today, click on the high school link there, and you can check out the entire Super 25 from this season. But again, congratulations to all the teams this past year, all 15,000. You all deserve a big round of applause, but special congratulations going out to Don Bosco Prep out of Ramsey, New Jersey, the mythical national champs in most every of the polls, including the one that everybody loves to look at, which is USA Today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little high school basketball as we wrap things up here on the NHSCA Sports Hour. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Do not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Welcome to the Artist First Network, a weekly program featuring the best independent artists anywhere.
Damn it, get the hell out of my kitchen.
You just hit the Artist First Network. Now you're going to jail for assault.
This is the Artist First Network, the network of independent artists. Each week, the Artist First Network brings you the newest and brightest of independent and undiscovered artists.
Hi, the latest project was recorded. I can get through this. Can we keep it rolling?
Hi, this is Big Daddy, Big Daddy and the Generator. This next cut is called Baby, You're So Hot. Cut. Damn it. Damn it, Jim. Alright, here, give me another crack at that one. Quit laughing at me.
Where's the web? I told you. www.artistfirst.com.
Welcome to the Artist First Network.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
Pentec, USA, electronic percussion. American-made and known around the world for durability, customer service, and free lifetime technical support. Call Pentec and talk to real people in South Carolina, USA. 800-445-0506. Ask Pentec if they can ship your order same day. Mention Artist First and get a 10% discount on orders placed direct to Pentec, USA.
And now back to the NHSCA Sports Hour with your host, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey, as we wrap things here on the show this evening. Glad you've been along for the ride. I want to remind you, coming up in about 11 minutes, we'll kick off High School Football America, the inaugural show of 2012. And a big show it is, as we've got the announcement of who the first ever High School Football America National Player of the Year is. Again, it's come down to three players that have been nominated. All three set national records this year. Matty Mauck from Kenton High School in Ohio, Jonathan Gray from Alito High School in Texas, and Doriel Green Beckham from Hillcrest High School in Missouri. They're the finalists. So around 7:45 or so Eastern time tonight, we will make the announcement of which one of those players is our first ever National Player of the Year. Also on the show coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, we will kick things off with a fun chat with Tony Severino. He is the head coach at Rockhurst High School in Missouri, a very good program in the state of Missouri. He's a Hall of Fame coach in Missouri, the only coach to ever win state titles in Kansas and Missouri. But this weekend and throughout the week, he is the head coach of the West All-Stars for the U.S. Army All-American Bowl, which will be played Saturday, probably before about 35,000 people at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. It's the granddaddy of all national all-star games on the football level. And Tony Severino will come in to talk about what this game is all about. It's not just about all-stars on the field. There's a real neat tie-in with some of the U.S. Army heroes and how they pair up with the football players, but you definitely get to see some great talent on the field, and that game can be seen on NBC Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. So Tony Severino on the show, along with two players who are finalists for the High School Rudy Awards. There are 12 finalists. The overall winner will be announced on January the 15th, but we will speak with Desmond Patterson from Plant City High School in Florida, and also Andrea Marsh from Panama Central High School in New York. You won't want to miss this one. Yeah, Andrea Marsh, a finalist for the High School Rudy Awards. It's not because she can kick a football. She can take down big linemen and big receivers and big fullbacks. She is one of the top tacklers on her team. She is a defensive back, and it's a fun story to hear about. So again, that's all coming up on High School Football America in about 9 minutes. We're going to wrap up here with a little basketball chat, and we'll take a look at the boys' rankings for the ESPN Powerade Fab 50. There was some shuffling in the top 10 this week. All those holiday tournaments are now in the books. Number 1 and 2 remain the same. Simeon High School in Chicago, the preseason number one team, remains at the top of the stack. They are a perfect 12-0, although they will be tested Saturday when they take on number 34, Miller Grove, out of Lithonia, Georgia. That game will be in the Cancer Research Classic in Wheeling, West Virginia. The game will be televised on ESPN2, so Simeon at the top of the stack. Number two, a team that was on national television last week and really came through a couple of the holiday tournaments looking great. Oak Hill Academy, the mouth of Wilson in Virginia, a perfect 25-0. They won two holiday events, one in South Carolina and one in Oregon at the Les Schwab Invitational in Portland. They handed Oregon's top-ranked team, Jesuit, its only loss of the season, 57-50. Next challenge should come up on the 14th of January when they take on number 23, Preston Wood Christian out of Plano, Texas. Now for all the shuffling, the former number 6 team moves up to three spots to the number 3 slot. Grace Prep Academy, 11-2 this year out of Arlington, Texas, ranked number 3. St. Anthony, the defending national champs, yeah, Bob Hurley just, you know, reloaded, and his team moves from number 9 to number 4. They're a perfect 7-0 after beating one of their in-state rivals, and a number 29 in the poll. They beat St. Benedict's 51-50, so St. Anthony's now at number 4. Number 5, out of Hyattsville, Maryland, DeMatha Catholic, a perfect 10-0. They won the Torrey Pines Holiday Classic in California. Finley Prep, they fall as a result of picking up their first loss. They fall from number 3 to number 6. They lost to a team from Indiana, La Lumiere, out of Indiana, by a score of 67-66, and they fall 3 spots. Holding at number 7 is Montrose Christian out of Rockville, Maryland. They're 9-1. Number 8 is Modern Day out of Santa Ana, California, 13-1. Breaking into the top 10 from the 11th spot to the number 9 is Montverde Academy out of Montverde, Florida. And then number 10 is Chester out of Chester, Pennsylvania, suburban Philadelphia school. They began the holiday break at the number 14 spot, and they climbed 4 spots after extending their 2-season win streak to 35 straight games with a solid win over Christ the King out of New York City. They're seeking their 8th overall state crown this season. One sad note to report here, one of the top coaches in the country on the girls' side, as a matter of fact, he was the coach of the number 2 team in the nation at Nazareth High School in Brooklyn, New York, Robert Apache Paschal, definitely one of the top coaches and most successful in the country, died at the age of 37 on Tuesday. He had been diagnosed with skin cancer in October. He's been battling a series of health issues during the past year, and he passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Paschal's family, his team, and we wish them nothing but the best of luck. But that's a real tough thing for a bunch of young ladies to overcome. Again, Nazareth ranked number 2 on the girls' side in the ESPN Fab 50 this year, and you can check that out by going to ESPNHS for highschool.com to learn more. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. We want to thank our guest on the show. Next week, we're going to introduce you to the Inspirium winner this year, the Inspirium Soccer Award winner, Christian Metzler out of Virginia. He has become a great goalkeeper without the lower part of his right leg. He uses a prosthetic leg beneath the knee, and he was named the winner of the $7,500 academic scholarship. But on the show tonight, we had Lauren Luke and Michael Cooper. They were two of the 12 finalists. We want to thank them for being on the show tonight. I want to thank Corey back in Ohio for keeping everything running smoothly. Don't go away, though. We're going to take a couple-minute break here, and at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, coming back with High School Football America. Again, we're going to name the National Player of the Year, plus talk about the U.S. Army All-American Bowl and the finalists for the High School Rudy Award. It's going to be a fun show. Don't go away. This has been the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network. I'm Jeff Fisher saying good night and good sports. We'll talk to you next week.